Jasmine, do you know what time it is?
Do you know what time it is?
I don't know.
Jasmine, we're going right into it. Hey, guys. This is Midori's World. This is your girl, Midori. And today, I have my lovely, beautiful guest host, Jasmine Cash. Jasmine,
it's me.
Tell them where they can find you.
Nowhere.
Great. You can find Jasmine on Instagram. Cash is my real name, as well as Dead Misfits Wonderland. I will have it on the side for you. As for me, you can find me on Instagram, Miss Stories YouTube, as well as Midori's Days TV. Now, guys, you might be wondering why I'm standing like this, but I'm about to give you some gospel. And yes, I do have some pickle pants, but I'm about to give you some gospel. I am about to speak to you. I'm about to give you the realest tea ever. Jasmine, get the organs. Get the organs.
Oh, you didn't tell me this ahead of time. There's a lot to prepare.
Because I'm about to speak the word of bejesus in you. And bejesus of all of you guys.
Bejesus?
Bejesus. Because, please. Guys, today the topic is nice guys. And this topic was supposed to come out a long time ago, but then the audio got messed up. So I felt it within me, in my spirit, to give you guys this topic today. It's in my soul. It's in my core. And now I'm going to preach. Jasmine, tell me whenever you're ready.
Listen, man, they've changed a lot.
Oh, they did? Oh, they did? Oh, sad updates.
I told you, this is... You got to tell me ahead
of time.
Yes,
Jasmine. Yes, organs. Give it. Yes, Jasmine. Yes. Yes, organ, Jasmine. Give me. Today, we will talk about nice guys. We will talk about how they walk on this land with their little itty bitty legs and feet, and they spread something so disastrously hateful. These nice guys, they spread hate. They spread lies. They are sometimes nerds. They are sometimes always depicting themselves as the underdogs. But let me tell you, these nice guys are Satan. These nice guys are dangerous. And I'm here to tell you, I am here to preach. I am here because Jesus compels my ass to tell you about a nice guy today. Break up with a nice guy today. And he's saying he's a nice guy. Dump him today because his ass ain't nice. His ass is basically playing to be nice. He is a performative ass nigga and you need to dump him. Woo! 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 Jasmine, I'm good. I'm good. That's my sermon. That's my sermon. So, guys, as you can hear, my topic today is nice guys. And we are filming this directly after the one that's going to come out about Black women dating. And I was compelled to talk about nice guys because I have felt that nice guys have plagued my life for way too long. Nice guys have plagued my life for way too long. And I'm here to tell you guys that you are not smart. You act like I don't know the game, but I know the game. Homie, I read the whole game playthrough. I saw the playthrough on YouTube. I saw it on Twitch. And I got the book guide. I got the game guide. I got all the cheat codes. And I know where all the hidden loot is. So let me tell you.
The rakes.
Yes. I'm tired of guys saying that they are nice guys and thinking that they deserve me to put out a red carpet for them because they are nice. Because I'm here to tell you something. Being nice is a fucking standard, okay? It's a bare minimum. It is so bare minimum. Exactly. Just like how the light is red and I cross it, that is the bare minimum of me crossing the street. That is how life is supposed to go. Now, does that always happen in where I live? No. But what I'm trying to say is, it is the bare minimum. I look up at the sky and the sky is blue. Not for everyone's eyes, but for mine, that is the bare minimum for my eyes. So what I'm trying to tell you today is when I wake up every morning and I'm black, it is the bare minimum for me to wake up. Okay? It's the bare minimum of my life. And I'm tired. I am tired of these whack-ass guys saying they're nice just to come into my life and try to fuck it up. And that is how we begin, with this type of energy. That's all I gotta say. So Jasmine, what you gonna say? What you gotta say?
Hey guys, so before today's episode, I really wanted to just dive a little bit deeper into what you mean by nice guy syndrome. And I was actually, scrolling, and I saw someone who made an amazing statement, and I just wanted to read it to you before we dive in and divulge this new episode. Also, I do make a little bit of a mistake about red lights in this episode, and I just wanted to point that out. I know I fucked up, but I just kept on the roll. You know what I mean? So, let me begin reading the statement. Someone once said, nice is a weak descriptor to begin with, and behaving nicely is the baseline for being tolerable. Some people sadly think they can build a personality out of the niceness rather than making an effort to be a good and interesting person worth the fucking time. Being a doormat only feeds a martyr complex, and that's why these dudes will never get with someone worthwhile to notice them. And I think that's really true. You know, being nice isn't a personality, it's a character trait. And to think that being nice is going to, you know, find you or make someone think that you're deserving of them is very, you know, it's very not only, egotistical, but you should, you know, probably, you know, it's just not the way. So I just wanted to begin on that before, you know, Jasmine and I dive a lot deeper into this. I hope that you guys enjoy this episode and, you know, really, you know, listen to what we're saying or at least hear us out. So, yeah. So let's go back in to the episode and... thank you for your time.
If you nice, you wouldn't have to tell me that you were nice. Nice people don't have to tell people that they are nice. That's just how it is.
Say it louder, Jasmine.
Obviously, these motherfuckers got something to prove because somebody doesn't think they're nice. And they felt the need to tell me before someone else told me otherwise. Or before I found out. Which, guess what?
You always found out when
you said that. You find out when they say it. They were like, I am nice. No, you're not. That's like someone coming up to me and being like, hey, did you know that I'm really smart? I'm like, okay, cool. It's like, yeah, no, I'm really smart. I'm like, I don't believe you. Because if you were, you wouldn't just walk up to me and tell me this shit. Like,
maybe I'm like a really cool smart, guy. But insecure, you know?
You don't gotta tell me.
I love it when guys say they're really cool and then they have no personality. Their personality is a cornflake.
Like,
their personality is literally cornflake. That is what their personality is.
Not even the frosted one.
No, it's just regular, plain, just cornflakes. Soggy ass cornflakes.
No milk. It's dry, crunchy, unappealing. No raisins, nothing. Just straight cornbread. Fucking chicken food.
Just wheat bread. That's what they are. Just wheat bread.
Less than wheat. We've got some flavor to it. It's less than that.
I'm so tired. So I'm going to tell you a story. Mm-hmm. And it relates to the other story. So if you guys have not seen the one about dating women, then watch that one because you'll understand. But basically, this is talking about, so I have recently just broke up with someone. It's fine. I'm okay. I'm living my life. But I feel like I survived an apocalypse, guys. I feel like I was in that show. What is it called? What is that? What's that show about, like, the zombies and it's like people are dead? You know that show? It ran for like a ton of seasons and it's like dead people and they're just like, what is it? Zombie show.
It's just zombie show.
I think like it'll come up.
The show with zombies. They got like
dead people. Felt like I was in The Walking Dead and I was minding my own business and then these zombies just came out of nowhere. That is Nice Men for you guys. You will be minding your own business and then pop, a ton of them will be coming out at you from every which way and you just won't know where to go. And then they'll try to get you on your neck and they'll try to transform you into a salty bitch. But you know what? I've never been salty. I've been upset and annoyed, but no one's transforming me into a salty bitch today. That's what I will say. That's what I will say today. I'm not letting a nice guy transform who I am. They're not touching my soul because I shine brighter than a fucking diamond.
Okay? You can't get me here.
Shine bright like a diamond, bitch. Shine bright. So, yeah. But also, it's just like, I send them out back to the streets because nice guys belong to the streets. They are the most, They are the most hidden whores of the world. That is what a nice guy is. They are secretly, they call other women thoughts, but they are the whores of the world. And if you are mad that I called you a whore and you think you're a nice guy, well, then maybe you are a whore. And maybe the reason why you don't got no girl is because you're an asshole and you're not nice. Nice guy. But anyway, back to my story, because I feel like I just went off a little bit. So I was on a date and the guy was like, yeah, you know, I was like, why haven't you found anyone? They were just like, yeah, I'm a nice guy. And I was just like, what does that have to do with you not finding anyone? And he was like, I'm a nice guy. And I'm just like, I'm a nice girl and I'm here. So what are you trying to say? Because like I was trying to explain to him, I was like, you being nice doesn't mean women owe you anything, you know? Point blank period. Yeah. Because you are nice doesn't mean anything. Like, I am nice.
You don't get brownie points. Yes. You're supposed to be.
I literally showed up to this date. What does that mean? Like, does that make me a nice girl? Like, just because someone doesn't like you or, like, you know, doesn't care for you doesn't make them an asshole. It just means that they were not attracted to you. That's okay. Yeah, and I don't get why people get, especially guys, get so pressed when a girl does not like them and they're like, it's because I'm a nice guy. No. And don't get me wrong. There are some guys out there who are nice and normal. But what I'm trying to say to you guys.
They don't tell people that they're nice. Exactly. That's how you know.
The nice guys are just like, damn, she didn't like me. I'm going to go on with my life like a mature adult.
But, like a normal person.
But these other guys who are nice, they be pressed. They be like, she broke my heart. I'm going to talk about it on 3 dates. Then I'm going to cry and go home. Then I'm going to follow her and see what she's doing I have someone. You know,
it's like that friend. You remember the one who lied about having that girlfriend?
Well, guys, let me tell you a story.
That was my story.
Yeah, that was your story. Tell it again, Jasmine. Tell it again.
I knew a person in high school who liked to pretend that they were a nice guy and thought
But
that
he was a whore. I just want to put that out there.
But let me just say, like, it was very, like, they got rejected by someone they liked and they saw it as they're getting rejected because they were too nice. Or at least that's what they said to me. And then, you know, they kind of just went on this whole, this person broke my heart tirade for like a month or so.
I think it was like 2 months. Because I just remember hearing that on the side.
I was only there for the first month. I didn't make it to the next.
Yeah, because he was being a dick to you too, but whatever.
That's not the point. The point is that is something that is, because there's different types of nice guys. There's the guy who always gets what they want. And when they don't, they just like kind of take it as like, oh, come on, I'm so nice. Or like, maybe I was too nice. Or like, they feel like, you know, why didn't I get what I want? I'm so nice. I always get what I want. Or there's the more common nice guy where it's like they don't really get attention.
They don't fit society standards of like what would be attractive. And they
sometimes it's not even just like looks. It's just in general, just aren't.
Personality
Is it some attractive? That's not what I was gonna say. I forgot.
That's mine. That's mine.
Well, yeah, but it's just like overall the person who doesn't really get a lot of attention, and they think like, I don't really get that much attention because I'm so nice and I don't really want to impose and shit like that. But then they feel that they deserve more because they're so nice all the time. And it's like, you don't, neither of these people deserve anything. It's like, you don't
even deserve a sticker.
Yeah. Being nice, it shouldn't be like a ploy to get someone to want to like be with you, whether it's like romantic or sexual, you know, it's like, or even like friendship wise, it's like, you don't, being nice doesn't mean that you that person owes you,
Jasmine,
your attention.
You brought up a really great point. A lot of nice guys are just nice because they want sex, you know? They want some sexual favor from these women. And then mm-hmm. when the women's like, I don't want to do anything sexual with you, they get upset. And it's like, why do most of these nice guys get so butthurt when a woman says no to you respectively, you know? Like, yeah. I get that you could be in your feelings about it, but at the same time, if someone says no and that is their body, then you should be like, okay, that sucks, but, you know, I'm going to keep it pushing. You don't got to be, bitch, da-da-da, oh my God, it's you let me on.
Like, oh, I brought you dinner, like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, well, I was hungry and you asked me out, so, like, getting me a chicken sandwich doesn't mean I got to put your fucking hoo-ha am I
yeah, and that's like so strange. The more you think about it, it's like you are pressed because you got tricked, but it's at the same time, you should have known the game. This is my thing.
It's not even tricking. That nothing about going on a date with a person guarantees that you have to have sex with them. That's
absolutely
not...
But I'm just saying, if you could see, this is my thing, sometimes these nice guys go for like the hottie patties of the world. They go for models. They go for all of these women that are so out of their league that they're not even on the same chapter book. Like, literally, so out of their league. And then they get upset. They're like, oh, I went after you. I have nothing to gain. I have nothing to give to you. We don't have the same commonalities. We don't have any similarities. I begged you to go on a date. And then you go on the date. You're like, okay, let me see. And then it's like, they literally bring no paprika, no seasoning. Nothing. They don't bring anything. There's no flames. There's no spark. They're goddamn, there's not even a little like candlelight flame that is happening. And it's like they get pressed and they're like, oh, you let me on. You pushed for this date, homie.
You were given all this fucking, all of this. It's not even and that. Then, it's also like this. Oh, well, not what? What?
Talking all that good shit, and then it was all just shit. That's all I gotta say.
Just shit. I was gonna say, like, I think the main reasoning for that is just, like, this sense of entitlement that men have overall.
Because I'm regardless, nice, I deserve the hottest in the pot. No, you don't.
It's not even that. It's just, like, feeling entitled to a woman at
in
all.
In general, yeah. That
yeah, it's, like, just... Yeah, like, it's like, no, I deserve this, you know? And it's like, no, I'm my own person, you know? And that's why, like, the whole nice guy trope, even, like, also, like, the friend zone type shit, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
and
if you were...
Go away. Oh, sorry. I'll go next. You go.
If you were being nice, and if you were calling yourself my friend, right? But the whole time you had ulterior motives, you're not being nice, nor are you my friend. You know, it's like,
you're using me.
Exactly. And it's like, these people act like, oh, you should know you're beautiful and all this shit. It's like, man, I thought you was my friend, and my friends don't try to plot on me. You know, my friends don't try to like think of how they're going to get me to want to have sex with them. You know,
yeah, that's not a friend.
Like, that's not a friend, you know? So it's like,
also, for them, I'm not saying that, we're not saying you could be friends with benefits, but if like stuff like that happens, like where things can transform. But I will say though, if you went in, what we're trying to say is if you went into this with the only motive was to do something to a person, then you're fucked. Like you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's also like, it's not even like about like friends with benefit thing, because that is mutual.
Yeah.
And
it's
has
a mutual thing. Yeah.
Exactly. But if, because sometimes it's not even like just sex, it's also like people feeling the need to push their romantic feelings on other people.
Absolutely. When
that's not at all what was going on between them. And the thing is, like, I get it. Sometimes you have friends and you get a crush on them. It is what it is. But it's like, if they don't want to be a part of that, it's not for you to get angry and upset about, nor is it for you to, like, it's like, you could feel feelings, but, like, you shouldn't sit there and be like, that's not fair. You know, like, not fair. This isn't a game. This is my life. Jasmine, what do you mean?
I think you have a story time. I think you have,
many stories.
I think you have a high school story time about a guy who liked you and you didn't like back. I think you have it in you.
Oh, there was a lot.
The one,
not like a lot.
The one with, the one that was sad, the one you met freshman year, the one you told me about.
Yeah.
Tell the story.
I did have an experience like that. And it was really stupid. Most of these experiences happened to me as a kid, but these people grew up to be sickos. So, like, this guy, very dumb guy, we were friends, kind of. Mostly because, yeah, like, all my friends had classes and we didn't have class for a period. So it was like, cool, we'll just hang out or whatever. And out of nowhere, he was like, I think I'm in love with you. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro? He wrote a fucking poem.
Was it a good poem?
No.
Damn.
But me, because I am nice. So it was like, listen, man, I'm sorry. I don't feel that way about you. We could still be friends, though. I value your friendship. But that's not happening. He was like, cool. He cried about it. And I was just like, are you sure? And I was like,
did
listen.
Did he cry about it in front of you? Or did he just like...
No, I was lucky. That was all through Facebook.
That Facebook was really where things went down.
Listen, man. Freshman year in Facebook. It's like, what kind of fucking cesspool is this? But yeah. He cried. And really was hurt about it. But then later on, along the lines of our friendship, decided to call me a whore. So that friendship was obviously over. So yeah, motherfuckers will really act like they're your bros just to shit on you when you don't want to suck their dick or hold their hand or read their poem or fucking, I don't even know, you know? Because I think enforcing, like, other than wanting to push your sexual needs onto others, enforcing romantic needs on others is also, like, unfair, you know? Because it's like,
you don't deserve my body, you know?
It's not, yeah, it's not even that. It's, you don't deserve my affection and my love. Like, you're not entitled to it.
I'm giving it to you as a friend, and you should just be thankful that I'm giving you my time.
This is the extent of our relationship.
Jasmine, we both share a story. Me and Jasmine knew someone. We're going to call him Biker. And Biker had a problem. Biker's problem was that he would entangle. He would get into these. There really weren't entanglements. They were his head entanglements. He would get.
They were very one-sided.
Yeah. He would sleep with his friends. And then he would say, he would like get like really, like he would say, oh my God, like, oh, like she's in love with me. I'm in love with her. Oh, like all this stuff's going on, right? And the fucked up part about it is there was this one girl who, well, actually, Jasmine, you could attest to this too, because Jasmine was part of it too. There were two girls actually who did not like him back. And he was so pressed about it all the time. He was banana. He was just pressed. And basically, he called one of the girls. He said that she had a high body count. And
he slut-shamed them.
Yes. And it was problematic because he himself had a high body count.
He was fucking around.
And he was not being safe. But that's a different story. And he didn't tell, you know, fuck it. But the whole point is... The whole point is he was doing all this stuff with all these girls. And then the one girl who actually needed his friendship the most, he like when she didn't want to give him anything, he called he slut shamed her and said she was easy. And I think that it's like fucked up because like clearly that girl had trauma. Clearly that girl had a lot going on. She had a lot of fucked up stuff. And if you were really her friend, you would understand that the reason why she's probably sleeping with people is because she has internal things that she's trying to get out sexually instead of internally looking within herself. So instead of shaming her, you should have been there for her and been that thing. But instead, you were so hooked on phonics on your damn feelings about this girl not liking you, and you just felt like you deserved an apology, you know?
Yeah. It's also like, even if it wasn't,
because
like,
he thought he was a nice guy. But let me tell you,
yeah. he was not a nice guy. In general, anytime, I just don't agree with slut shaming ever. It's regardless of why someone sleeps with a lot of people, it's none of your business, first of all. And
but we also don't shame men who sleep around. We never
that's what I'm saying. It's like you shouldn't ever, like, the fact that people feel the need to say anything about what a woman does with her own body, with her own consent and her own everything. It's upsetting, you know, especially when it comes from someone who claims to care about you on a platonic level. And another issue, same person.
Yeah.
That, or, but it also, like, in general, like, applies to a lot of, like, this nice guy bullshit, where it's like, they'll have friends that are women, or just friends that they, of people that they would fuck. They, well, not, whatever. They'll have friends.
Associates.
Yeah, this idea that they are attracted to them and would like to have sex with them, but they're just friends, right? And it's like, at no point should you go into a friendship with that thought process or idea. And then on top of that,
malicious, to be honest.
It is.
Very malicious. And it's sort of predatory. Like,
it is, you know, it is. It's like, you shouldn't be looking for friends with the specific idea of fucking them, because what it is, it's like you're just trying to gain their trust so that you can get what you want, and that's awful.
And you can, and also on top of that, someone like that, to be honest.
Yeah, because it's also on top of that, it's like, especially with like someone like this guy, it was very like befriending a person and then suddenly being like, oh, I think I have feelings for them, and then feeling to like the need to make it that person's problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, I have feelings for you and I feel like entitled to you having feelings for me, kind of thing. And
it never works that way for women, you know? Well, when they get rejected, it's like, we're just rejected.
Yeah, but if when, even if there are women who are like possessive in that way, or they feel like they feel entitled to someone having feelings for them, or feel entitled to anything from another person, it's like, you'll see a woman get far more, like, demonized far more than you'll see a man do it, you know, where it's like, a woman would get called crazy and a man will just be like, oh, wow, like, he really loves you. Like, he's really, like, trying a lot. Like, he's putting a lot of effort. It's like, no, he's being a weirdo and not respecting me or my decisions and fucking being weird. So it's like this, it's a double standard, you know? Yeah. It's like, it's not fair for anyone to try to enforce how they feel on others and feel like they deserve anything from somebody else in return. You know, it's like, that's not cool. That's not why you should be here. You know,
you should be here because you like me as a person.
Exactly. And if that's also the case, you know, it's like, how much do you really care about that person if it's so reliant on how you feel about yourself? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, to kind of look at a person and think like, no, like, you should cater to my feelings. It's like, you don't care about my feelings because you don't care that I don't have the same feelings.
And
so
that's
what
why
is this about?
I think nice guys are so dangerous, or guys who, because they're very performative. And and that's like sort of what it felt like. And like, when I was dating my past person, they would like agree with me on everything. Like, everything was a yes. Everything was, you know, it was like, I never really knew that person. And then I commented on that. I was like, do you have, you know, your own opinions? Because you telling me that you like everything doesn't make me like you more, you know, because you think that I'm dumb enough to think that you agree with everything, but I'm smart enough to know that that's not a logical human being. Every human being has differences. Like, you have your own stuff. And I think it's very toxic when men just show this nice, nice person on display, and it's very predatory. Like I feel like I was preyed upon, you know, in a sense, because it's sort of like, you became this person that you knew you had to be to get with me. You know what I mean? And that's fucked. It's like, you knew that I wouldn't like you for you, so you became something else. Yeah, and this is the second time this happened to me. Two different eons of people, second time. First with that 4-year Dusty 39, but then like his cracked. I was like, yeah, you're just pathetic. But this guy, it's just like, damn, like,
that guy's also pathetic.
Like, why you gotta lie about who you are? If you know you're not going anywhere, just say it. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just here for a good time. And I will respect you so much more because even if that's how you feel about me, I'd rather like to know that up front and then just know how to deal with you. But if you're over here lying and then you're saying you love me and then you're being crazy, then you're getting your heart broken, then you're texting me, coming to my house, all this stuff, like literally.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people have come to my house. Like, it's crazy. It's just like, I feel like it's just fucked up, you know? It's like you're wasting my time and you don't want me to go
away because everybody's time.
Yeah, it's like you don't want me to go away because you know how like high value I am. But it's like at the same time, you don't want to be a better person. So you want both things. And it's like you need to get your shit together and just leave me the hell alone because I ain't wasting my time on no man. But also, I'm not wasting my time on a nice man because it's like if you're really nice and educated or whatever, you'll just be it. You wouldn't have to tell me. I would know.
Don't tell them.
I never tell people I'm smart. I never tell people I'm smart.
You don't have to. Like, it's not some, like, that would be really annoying if people just went around doing that.
Hey, guys, you know, I know coding, but I also know a lot of stuff in psychology. I also have a minor in creative writing. Did you also know I almost got into Columbia? Like, it's like, no one needs to know that stuff about me. Yeah, it's very obnoxious.
It's just like, ugh. I also think, like, the thing that gets me is just, like, this idea that a lot of, like, straight men have in their head about women where it's, like, they have to trick women into wanting to have sex with them.
Honestly, at this point in time, I think that there's some truth to that because some guys really do need to trick women.
But that's the thing. No,
especially
you don't.
Nice guys. Especially nice guys.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, no, you don't. You know, for whatever reason, they think that you do.
So would you? Okay. So if let me give you an example. If you saw my ex, would you have done something with them? They were just out in the open.
No.
Exactly. No. That's why they trick and they lie because they won't get anyone.
Let me finish first. No, you should know. Men don't have to do that shit, but they think that they do, which is why they do. And it's like, listen, man, if you were just an honest, normal person, you can find other honest, normal people who are attracted to your honest, normal self. You know? It's like,
I think there's 1%ers who just won't find anyone. You
listen,
know what I mean?
Man, we're talking from a purely non-superficial place.
But not you know? Even that. Like, I absolutely agree. Like, but even then, there are some people.
Oh, like some people are so terrible as themselves that being themselves is.
That's what I'm saying. Like how you said someone.
If you're a bad person, just stop doing that.
Being a bad person. I think because then it's like it sort of sets it up like. There are guys out there who are honest, but they still don't find anyone, and it's because of who they are as people, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? You know who's a great example? That other biker we know that you went on a date with. You remember? With the soup? And you ate the soup, and you were drunk. Do you remember that? And it was a double date. Do you remember it? Ooh. I do. Because he literally would tell women up front what he wanted, and he never got anything back. So I think that it's one of those things.
Yeah,
where,
well, yeah, you're right. What he wants. I feel like, yes, overall, don't be a shitty person because he was shitty as a person.
Yeah, most of these guys are shitty, but they also have baggage. And that, I agree with what you're saying. But what I'm trying to say is that there's a subset of people who might be watching this and might be like, oh, well, I don't have anyone. And I just want them to know they suck. That's why. that's why. Like, I don't want you to think the reason.
I'm not here to make shitty people feel good, okay?
That's what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to cover the bases. I'm just saying for the people that haven't found anyone, you are the problem. Those guys.
Listen, that's going to be the problem. Just be not shitty. I don't know what else to tell them. They don't get advice. But for everybody else. Because it's all right. What I'm trying to say is that it's a socially accepted idea for men who feel like they need to trick women into wanting to have sex with them. And my thing is, if you just want to have sex, just find, there are women who just want to have sex. There are one, like, what I mean by that is that, like, there really are a lot of straight men who feel like they need to act like this person who really loves and cares for people and kind of like emotionally manipulate them in order to get sex. Like, they won't be able to get it without that. And it's like, listen, yeah, if you want to have sex with a person who wants to have sex with you, just go and do that. Don't go and go out of your way to establish a relationship that deep down means nothing to you. That's just so true. You can have sex. That's just sociopathic. You know what I mean? That is sociopathic. It's like, you don't have to do that. Women like sex, and there are women who don't care about.
But this is another relationship to have sex. If you are going after a woman who you know wants a relationship, and you are going after her to sleep with, then you're dumb. Because
it's, yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like, why are you here?
Like, there, and if you can't go into the subset you need to be in, which is casual, and you can't find anyone in that casual pool, then that's on you, brother.
Yeah, man.
But
shit.
Also, if you can't find anyone in the hookup culture, you can still have pleasure by yourself, you know? Like,
yeah, just fucking get creative at home.
Yeah. Like, no one's entitled to have your body, you know? Like, no one's entitled to want that.
That's the thing, you know? And that's the thing about these, like, nice guy tropes and nice guy thinking folks, because it's like, you feel entitled to getting whatever it is that you want because you feel like you've done enough good deeds to get it. And that's not how you earn affection. That's not how you earn love. And that's not how you earn sex. Sex is mutual. Just find someone who mutually wants what you want instead of trying to manipulate and lie to people to get things out of them. It's like, it's just, I feel like it's especially hurtful when it's like a platonic setting, you know? Because it's like, at least from my experience, because this has happened to me my whole life. And just because I think I'm nice and I be just chilling with bros because I like chilling with bros. And they be switching it up. I'm like, ooh, what are you doing? And it's very like,
honestly, it's upsetting. I feel you on that one. And then it makes you not want to be friends with guys because just like you always will think.
Oh, yeah. I've had almost literally every single male friend that I've had has disappointed me and has harmed both me and other women. And it's like, why? Same. You know? And it always, like, it sucks because it's like they build this relationship and make you feel like, oh, like, I can trust you and it's cool and we're friends and it's not weird and you're not preying on me. Until later on, they start springing on you and it's like, oh, you know, it's like this whole time you were thinking about me in this way that I was in no way thinking about of you. And like, it makes me uncomfortable, you know? And it's like, I've had folks who, you know, played it off, you know? It's just like, you know what? I respect that. It's fine. You know, we managed to still stay friends only to find out, you know, they're out here being shitty to other women, you know? And it's like, why do you think that it's okay to just be shitty to women out of this feeling that you deserve to get what you want from them, you know? And it's like, what do you, like,
because no. They lack no emotional intelligence and they are very self-serving.
Yeah, and the thing is, the worst part about a lot of these, like, nice guy folks is that sometimes they get rejected and they make a complete 180, you know, where it's like,
they
you're
become,
still,
like, very angry or aggressive. Yeah,
they become, like, aggressively garbage and or, like, they treat women even more like shit. And it's like, what are you doing, you know? Like, you can still be nice. Stop looking at this as, like, something
I difficult. Have a theory that nice guys are just incels, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, yeah, I thought that was common knowledge.
No, I think we got to put that out there just in case. I have a theory. If you guys don't know what incels are people. They could be both men and women, but the majority is usually men who tend to, they are celibates. They are celibates by their own will, and they also hate women. And they look down on women. They think of women as weak. And all this other stuff. But the ironic part is there is always this one point in most incels' lives where they want and they desire a girl. So they become a simp. They become a simp and they say whatever they have to say to get with a girl. And then after they just use her, then they just become their shitty selves again. And
yeah,
I think
they just go in garbage bags.
Yeah, and I think women need to be very careful of nice guys because of the fact that most guys who are this type of nice guys, not saying that, you know, if you're a nice person and you genuinely don't have to tell anyone, then you don't fall into this. But if you are a toxic guy who has to tell everyone they're nice and then does toxic guy stuff, you are, this is for you, you know, you fall into an incel type of way because you're putting women in harm, you're putting women at danger, you're risking their mental health for your own pleasure, but you're also lying, preying on women, and it's disgusting.
It's like, why are you lying?
You're doing all of this stuff to get what you want in a very manipulative, narcissistic, toxic way.
And with no regard for the sociopathic at all. It is, it's horrible.
It's sociopathic and psychopathic. Like, it's both.
Yeah, it's just so, like, I just, oh man, disgusting. It just makes me, it just sucks too, because it's like,
you don't know who to trust.
It's also, yeah, because I've had like male friends who's also like, never did anything to me.
But then did it
because they seem so nice. Yeah, but like this is someone else. But because they seem so nice and normal with me, it's like, oh,
they pick their target.
Yeah, and it's, and shit like that sucks too, because it's like a lot of the time when it comes to like just like shitty straight men, it's like all it takes is just like one woman to defend them to kind of like outweigh anybody else saying anything, you know?
Yeah.
And that also sucks, you know, because it's like sometimes it's like them unknowingly supporting somebody. It's like, no, this is a nice person. They've never done this, that, and that. Like, this person, like, he's like, he would never do that. He would never. It's like, oh, you know, no, you did, and you're very much capable of such things, and you're just pretending to be super chill, and that's really scary and creepy. Yeah. Like, what are you doing, you fucking lunatic? Like,
yeah.
What is this?
And it's also like sometimes these guys, these nice guys, have like sexual issues and stuff like that. Like, I just feel like in terms of like, you should never lie about if you have sexual limitations or difficulties, you know, don't lie. Just be honest, because then you're trapping someone. Then you're trapping someone. And that's not cool. It's not cool to trap someone. It's not cool to lie to someone. It's not cool at all. And even if you're a dumbass or you're a wild person and you're in denial, that doesn't mean everyone should always have the choice of who they choose to have sex with, to love, to talk to have in their life. But when you are withholding something to keep someone in your life, that's fucked up. You know, it's fucked up, especially in a relation or sexual thing. Like, if you know you have something, tell. Like, if you know,
we're gonna get that shit worked out.
If you know you got the clap, if you know you got like something serious, you have to say something, because it's like someone could seriously get hurt, you know? And it's like guys tend to give women a lot of stuff, and then it's like, then they're like, oh, well, it's on them. You know what I mean? Like, there's this very mentality.
Nah,
like,
man, it's on you, bro. You bum.
Just like how guys like to take condoms off, like, when you're having sex with them. Like, stuff like that. It's like,
yeah, that's just straight up sexual abuse. It's a form of a rape, and that's not fucking cool. Don't do that shit. That's essentially the sexual violent equivalent to nice guys. It's like, you think you're safe, and then they just rip the shit off, and now you're not safe anymore, and there's nothing you can do about it, and it's horrible. It's fucking horrible. It's like, man, y'all are sick. Y'all are fucking sick. I feel no pity.
And that's literally why I just feel like it's like sort of fucked up, you know what I mean? Just like fucked up in general. Like, it's I'm like, these are just like my thoughts on it. It's just like, there's a billion people in the world. There's going to be one person out there that want to sleep with you. And if even that person doesn't want to sleep with you, then you got to self-reflect, fam. You got to self-reflect.
Yeah.
But also, you know,
it's about you, sir. You messed up. I get it.
You want to sleep with someone. But if that time isn't for you, there's a toy out there for you. There's something.
Yeah, man.
And I think it's very fucked up.
You are not entitled to nobody.
Yeah, you are especially not entitled to a woman's body. And if you know you have to be something you're not to get with someone, then you should reflect on yourself. Like, why do you have to pretend to be someone you're not to be with someone? You know what I mean? Shouldn't they accept you for who you are? You know? Because it's like if I want a relationship, and then you're just using me for sex, it's going to end badly. You know what I mean? And it's like that toxicity you're putting on my plate when I didn't deserve it. But then that's also the toxicity you're putting on your plate. And it's just like, you don't know. I might be crazy, you know, like shit might happen. But also it's just like all of these stuff that we are putting out is like energy that you're putting into both yourself and me, you know. And I honestly, not on a religious base, but I do believe in soul ties to some extent. Not on like a, I believe like the Bible way, but I do believe in soul ties and the essence of like sometimes when you sleep with people, you get that energy and their vibe. So if I like why should I sleep with someone who lies to me all the time? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
Like shouldn't. if you're a bad vibe to be around, why would I want that bad vibe in my body? You know, in my temple. Why would I want that? I don't want a bad vibe this is on me.
Sacred place.
Yeah.
And, sacred sanctuary. Yeah,
and you're not sacred enough. That's what I'm gonna say. You're not sacred enough to come into my holy temple. That's how it is.
Oh, no.
And it's just like sometimes, you know, these people have horrible vibes, but then they like you can't be a shitty person and then want the best meal. You can't.
Yeah, you just can't. You can't.
You can't. I'm not gonna treat you like royalty. You can't want to date someone who is like a model and be so superficial and shallow and then be hurt when she's shallow and superficial with you. You know what I mean? It's like what I don't understand is sometimes these guys go for like these model type girls and it's like you're a shitty person. You have nothing of value to give to this girl. And then on top of that, when you go for those types of people, they're going to be superficial as well because that's their line of trade. So why are you going? Oh, why are you putting yourself in a superficial world knowing that you're not top tier?
I don't know if it's fair to say all models are superficial.
Well, yeah, some of them are not, but you get what I'm trying to say, right? It's like you're putting yourself in a bubble that's not going to align for you, you know?
Yeah, you're not in your tax bracket. And I feel like, all right, take away from like whether or not like people find each other attractive. It's just like, in general, you know, you'll see a straight guy most likely go for a gorgeous woman who's got things going on for herself, you know, like either she looks a certain way or she's got a certain amount of success and shit. And it's like, they're like, yes, that's the goal. That's what I want. And we'll keep pining and pining and pining. And like, once they get it, it's like, yeah, they really don't have anything to offer. And it's like,
and then what? They feel bad and they shit on her.
Like, she's superficial for not wanting this person, but it's like, you don't have anything to offer. Like, she has so much to offer, and you don't bring anything, and it's not fair, and she has every right to reject you. So, like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's the same way how, like, these businessmen or whatever, who are just like, oh, rise and grind. It's like, yeah, you know, I'm always thinking about my money, and I can never be with a girl who's not goal-focused. Or, like, gym rats who are like, yeah, I need a partner who, like, likes to gym, you know what I mean? It's like,
yeah, and then they like use that, their girlfriend to get money from them and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's like, it's really at least up. Like, but like, if you're looking for what you're looking for, y'all are meeting halfway, but you can't go look for somebody and then not give them.
I 100% always know your tax bracket, you know.
Yeah, it's like you can't be like, oh, I want to date the gym person, I've never been to the gym before and I hate eating healthy. It's like, you're not gonna, what are you bringing to this table? This is not going to work out for you, bro. You can't get mad. They said right there, gym. You don't go gym.
Like, my thing is, like, for me, it's not really about looks, to be honest. Like, I know I've been talking about looks, but it's just, like, the easiest example. But, like, for me, it's like, you can't want to be with me and not be emotionally stable or have your shit together. Like,
yeah.
I'm not saying, like, have your shit airtight, but I'm just saying, like, have your shit. Emotional intelligence. Love that shit. Have a stable ass job. That's great. And freelancing can be stable. It's just like, I just feel like you should have your own, you know, your own money, but also, you know, able to like be able to be away from each other and not go crazy, you know, like,
hell yeah.
I don't know. Just chill. Can I just get a chill guy who's not crazy? I don't know.
Is that like not manipulative? Not
a liar.
Yeah, it's just
not texting me a week after I dump them. Like, that would be nice.
Give it up, buddy. Give it up.
The show is over. Your lies have been revealed.
Everybody's left. They're already cleaning up the popcorn, bro.
Like, why are you here? Like, I really don't get it. And it's like, for me, I never really believed in blocking. I'm more of like, I erase your text thread and we're done. But like, no, some of y'all guys, I really got to be blocked because y'all guys be psycho.
I just want to say, I've been getting real into blocking recently and I love it. I think everyone should do it. I think every single person. I had a dude try to hit me up. He forgot that we went on a date years ago. Joke's on him. He looks exactly the same, if not worse. And I just dubbed his shit. He's like, did I get dubbed? And I deleted it all. Block, 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 block. Everything's getting blocked. It's so fun. It's so clearing for your mind and your soul. It's like, this person's like, I'm going to come in here and I bring nothing but trauma. It's like, you can just go. I come over here and I bring stank asshole. Leave.
My thing is like, it's crazy. Like when they bring nothing but that, but then they still want, they still feel entitled to your space. You know, it's like how
they really do. It's like you have nothing.
It's so disappointing. I like.
Motherfuckers be like, I want to spoil you with what?
They want to spoil you with McDonald's. They want to spoil you with that. You
with my baggage. I got issues. That's it. Nothing else.
And also, if like, a guy doesn't take care of himself, like, I mean, like, physically, if he's not, like, I feel like what you put out there is what you are perceived as in a shallow, fucked up way, but, like.
Well, no, I will say this, because I feel like a lot of our, like, shitty, misogynistic culture is constantly expecting women to be humbled and to, like, just accept any man at any kind of level of worth.
Yeah, but sometimes these guys don't dress. These guys who don't know how to dress.
Yeah, they really should. And it's like, we shouldn't feel guilty.
Who still be shopping at Hot Topic and they're 27. You shopping at Hot Topic and you're 27?
What are you buying there? Now I know that's a creep. No, that's a creep because nobody shops there but sex, like fucking 17-year-old girls. And that.
Oh my God, you're so right.
I don't like that.
I think if when a guy tells me they shop at Hot Top, I get a little bit worried.
I just assume that he hangs out with 17-year-olds and that's a problem.
Oh shit, you're like so fucking right though. But like, no, all the people they hanged out with was older.
I still think that they're sus. So yeah, that's
they going are, to they are low key a little bit sus. I think don't get me wrong, does Hot Topic have some good stuff? I would assume so, but
yeah, if you're like in high school.
But I think you could also make that stuff. I mean, or like shop somewhere else that's in your age group.
Yeah, geared to adults.
There's graphic t-shirts that are geared towards men too. Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah, Hot Topic is a little bit weird for you to go to. It shows me that you never grew up. You're still angsty.
It shows me
you're
that
still
you
a little bit emo. Yeah, but I think the most dangerous type of like nice guy is a nerd nice guy. I think they're very dangerous. Cause nerd.
Yeah, I hate like a helpless nice guy. Like, oh, couldn't hurt a fly type of motherfucker.
But then it's so toxic.
Yeah, it's like, no, I know you could hurt a fly, you fucking loser. You're doing it right now. Fucking ugh.
I gotta put on my thing. If you're a nice guy, don't talk to me.
I love how, like, a lot of these nerd boys, their whole thing is like, oh.
I'm a nice guy.
Not even. It's like, oh, women don't really like nerd stuff. They're just doing that to get male attention. And it's like.
And then they're just like, I don't like black women. I don't like anything that's not Asian. But I also don't like you. And I'm also angry all the time. I listen to hard rock music.
No, you should like me. It's not fair that you don't like me.
I'm going to kill everyone who doesn't love me. You know, like stuff like that. Like it's very intense.
But it's also like, it's like, I just love the like, oh, women do the support. I feel like low-key, a lot of these nerd boys aren't as nerdy as they think.
You know and what I'm sort of getting into tech, guys? I sort of fuck with tech. I think the next wave I'm going is tech. I think I like a little tech guy. He's a little bit jock. I feel like tech guys. Okay, see, this is the thing.
Don't look for a type of guy.
Okay, I'm not. But let me just tell
you. It's your vibe, man.
I like myself like a Marquise Brownie type guy.
I don't know who
that is. He's a YouTuber, but if you look him up, you'll see what he's like a little bit tech. He's a little bit smart. You know, he's a little bit like, you know, he got that twang in him. He's a little bit twang. He has his own business. But he dressed nice, and I like that. I like a guy who dresses nice, because then if I look cute, we could look cute together. You know? The next guy I date, I just want us to look cute together and have a lot of things in common.
Yeah, I'm getting real tired of pulling up looking good and motherfuckers got on fucking sweatpants.
But no, but it's just like...
Or regular pants and a hoodie. And it's like, you ain't got any other ideas of outfits, just a hoodie? No,
it's just like when they just don't dress good at all, but then they think they dress good. Like, they're like, yeah, man, I look so good, right? And you're just like, your game is so off. Your game...
Like the purple pants.
Your game is so off that I don't even think it was ever on, you know? That's how off your game is.
I'm gonna tell you right now, anybody pulling up in no fucking, any fucking purple pants, it's like, this guy, this person...
Blues Clues! Blue, I don't care who
you are. If you pull up in purple, like eggplant purple pants, you better be real creative with those pants. And I feel like that's real difficult. So if that's not what's going on, that's not what I want to see. You're getting next.
I think I dated he had a Napoleon complex, I think. I think that's what it was.
Oh, little man. Little man, little man.
Little man, no dick. Little man, no
little,
dick.
Little man. Oh, you a little man.
But no, but yeah, I just think, you know, I think I like tech guys. I think the next person I'll date will be a whole lot better. You know, they're getting better. You know, I think I've been dating dirt, but now I'm getting closer to the top part. Like, I'm getting closer to grass. Then when they open me, I'll date a tree, and then it will be a tree with branches, and then it'll be a tree with branches and leaves, and then it'll be a tree with branches and leaves and animals, and you know... And, you know, I'm just working myself up. Then I'll be dating a guy with trees, branches, leaves, grass, and sky, you know? Like, and then a planet, a universe. You know, I'm building myself up. But right now, I've been dating dirt, you know? Just straight up dirt. Not even the good Home Depot dirt. Like, I feel like this recent guy, he's like the off-brand of the good Home Depot dirt. So it's somewhere. But the next guy I want to date, he has to be, like, dirt and grass, you know? Or just better, you know? I'm at a point in my life where I'm just okay being, like, alone, you know? Like, life is, like, filled with so much stuff, and I already have too much stuff going on, you know?
It's lit. Being alone is so lit.
But the funny part about it is I wasn't really even trying to date him. That's the gag.
I'm going to tell you this.
Sometimes, and then he came in, and he was like, give me a chance. And I was like, I guess I can. And then he went wild. And I just don't. I was minding my own business, about to be like, okay, I had some fun. Now I'm going to like live my solo life. And he came in and he was begging on his knees, and then he fucked shit up. But it's okay because he didn't really fuck shit up. You know, I'm still fine.
Yeah. I just love how like motherfuckers really be low key tricking folks into relationships. It's like guilt. Like, you feel guilty sometimes.
I got tricked. Well, I didn't get tricked. Well, I got tricked sort of into a, no, I got, so this is my thing. I feel like I got trapped. I got trapped into
it. He walked in and he closed the door behind you. You're just
yes.
Like,
oh. He put the bag over my head, tight.
I will say though, low key.
I woke up in India.
Low key, my last relationship, not that I felt like I got tricked per se, but I felt like I got put in a sticky situation. And I was like, if I say no, I'm going to feel bad.
Situation.
I just feel like
you
it's one of those.
Put
if I
into
say
a
no,
diner dash situation, DoorDash.
Listen.
You got put into a DoorDash situation, and you didn't even pay. You didn't even ask for the food. That's what happened.
Listen. Sometimes you just be chilling with a dick inside you, and you think, okay, sure, we could do this. Why
and
not?
Then they're crazy.
And then you find out they're a piece of fucking shit.
And then you find out that they have no respect for women or themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's what the thing about nice guys. Most nice guys don't have respect for themselves, and they feel like sacrificing makes them a good person. But sacrifice doesn't make you a good person. What makes you a good person is you holding yourself accountable, responsible for your life, but also treating the people around you with respect. Just because you sacrifice doesn't mean I have to sacrifice for you. That's not mm-hmm. what being a good person is. Good people.
That's not what this is about.
Yeah. Like just because you sacrifice doesn't guarantee you anything. So the fact that you sacrifice for me doesn't mean that I am in debt to you in any way. It just means that you did something kind. And that in that way I thank you. But if you think that because you've done so many sacrifices in your whole life that you deserve something, then baby boy, you don't deserve shit. You deserve the door, actually. You deserve the door. You deserve my the middle finger on my hand. Like, you deserve a lot.
The like, door.
Yeah, like, you don't even deserve the ground in which I walk upon. You don't deserve that. You don't deserve the air that I breathe. You don't even deserve Jesus. I'll see you in hell, baby. I'll see you in hell. 3 feet under, I'll be on the elevator. Actually, I'll take the escalator down so you can see me coming. See you there, babe. But no, but it's like on a real note. It's just like people really be up here being messed up. And it's just like, how do you do that? Like, that's so wild.
You know? Why are you like this?
Like, I'm a nice girl. You don't see me bitching about it, you know? I'm a nice girl. Yeah. So, like, this guy, like, didn't like me back.
Like, I don't understand why he doesn't like me. I'm
like,
so
it's
nice.
Crazy because, like, when a guy breaks a girl's heart, they just expect him to get over it. But then when a guy gets their heart broken, it's like, oh, my God, trauma.
Bro, they got rejected one time in the 8th grade, and now they're fucked up for life?
Yeah, it's like, why do you have such a sensitive ego? If you're really hard, I love it how guys love to say, I'm hard. If you're really that hard, you wouldn't be so pressed if a girl dumped you, but you also wouldn't be so pressed to curse her out and make her feel bad because she dumped you. Like you wouldn't be pressed. You wouldn't be pressed over rejection. You just get over it. You'd be like, okay, life goes on. I guess you thought I wasn't cute enough. Though I guess I wasn't your type. It's okay. I'll keep pushing.
I guess I'll leave.
All right. I guess I'll cry at home, but thank you for your time.
Okay. I don't want to be happy.
And that's it. That's all I got to say. So, Jasmine, we're reaching the 10-minute point. Is there anything, final thoughts you have to say on nice guys?
Yeah. Same shit we've been saying. If you was nice, you wouldn't have had to tell me that you was nice. So stop with that shit.
Absolutely. All right?
Stop being friends with women simply because you see them as options for potential romance / sex. Stop it.
Yeah, or your little fanfic.
You're a little fucking weirdo. You're a little creeper.
Of your dreams.
Every single friend? Come on. Leave them alone.
I also think it's a little bit sus when guys only just have, like, all friends who are girls and they have no guy friends. It's a little bit sus. That's what
I don't think it's sus. I think it's only sus if they're trying to fuck all of them. You know what I mean?
I think so, but I just think it's a little bit sus. Now in my life, I'm just like...
No, you can have, like, I think it's great to have a lot of female friends, and I think it's great to have, like, for women to have a lot of
friends. It's like the performative type, like, where you have female friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, specifically if, like, they're looking at them as options and they're only pretending to be cool simply because they expect to get something from them. It's like, no, you're a creep. You're, like, you're not...
Absolutely, they are a creep.
You're not their friend. You gotta go.
That's all I have to say, though, Jasmine. I don't have any much more to say. I feel like I am at peace with the words that I have said. And, yeah. So, guys, this is Midori's Days. Well, Midori's World. This is Midori, and that's Jasmine. I hope you enjoyed our topic. And bye, guys.
Bye.